Hello, 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 everyone. We are on I Love My Body Diet Radio Show. Hello, hello. I am going to switch gears a little bit. I am totally, seriously, let's see, how do I put that? I don't even know how to put that. I'm going to put you on a mic. I had it going. Hey, how's it going? My Body Diet Radio. Super stoked to be on today. We have Christy, but we are having some technical difficulties getting her on. So, again, please, Christy, will you push one if you are on the show right now? You guys, I apologize. I don't know what is going on, but you know what? This is the deal. It's Friday. Yay. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. How is everyone How's everyone going? That doesn't make sense, does it? How's everyone doing? What is going on, you guys? Hey, so today we call it Free Friday, but we do have Christy on. Free Friday means we can do whatever the heck we want to do. We don't have to have a plan, because usually Wednesdays we have Beth Banning on. Every other Wednesday we have our alumni on, and Christy is an alumni, actually. But anyway, I am just super excited. I don't know what is going on. We have some, I think we're having some issues. If anyone is on that can talk right now and is okay with that, has a few minutes, will you push one? I want to see if our system is wrong with the system. Will you please push one if you can hop on just for a minute and talk? Thank you. Oh, Joyce, good. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I just wanted to make sure something was going on, and Christy is not on, so I'm worried that there's something happening on that side. Oh, and there's somebody else that's popping on. Let's see here. I'm praying that my phone doesn't. So hold on a sec, you guys. I'm sorry. We're total ghetto. We are ghetto time. We're figuring out how this is working. So let's see here. Christy. Let's see. Oh, Christy, there you are. Joyce, you're so sweet. Thank you for letting me figure out if this was working or not. There was some, it was down before. Thank you, Joyce. Love you. You're welcome to hang out if you want, Joyce, and just push mute on your phone. And then when you want to share, you can share. I love it. Christy,
Yay.
Sorry, I don't know. You know what? I couldn't tell if people. Well, anyway, sometimes something happens with the show, so you never know, right?
Right.
So I'm glad you're on. Well, listen, let me tell you guys who Christy is, just a little bit about her. First of all, we now have become just these accountability partners with two other women. We do something every morning. We just say, hey, what's up? We have this going on today. And she's actually done the program, the I Love My Body Diet program. But I've been getting to know her a little bit better through this accountability, which I would tell anyone and everyone to do some kind of accountability with someone, because it seriously shifts everything. So we've been doing that. But she is the author of a book. I'm sure maybe you'll talk about it for a minute. She is a energy healer and a life coach, and she actually really focuses on right trauma and different things. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about that too, Christy. But I am just so excited about the topic today. Really, how to accelerate our healing and raise our vibrations. Because isn't that what we're all wanting to do, right? We're all wanting to do
Absolutely.
That. So, Christy, thank you for being on. And I'm going to hand it over to you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you for having me, Jennifer. I'm so excited about this. I love talking about this topic, so this is going to be easy. but thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and I just love the movement you're doing, and you're right, I am an alumni, and just all the exercises on there in their own way have a little layer that you get to help heal yourself with. And so that's what I love, is that we can empower ourselves in our own healing, that we don't have to be so dependent on other people for our healing. And I want to just kind of share a little bit of my background for a minute, because I like to let people know where I've been and where I've come from, so that they can totally get that I get some of these heart-wrenching, hard things that we go through in life. and the experiences that really help us to shape us into what we learn about ourselves. So just a little bit of background on my education. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's in instructional design and education. So I love to teach. And then I worked for a nonprofit for several years and helped people with trauma and loss. And that's kind of where I found my niche of just being a good listener and then kind of finding different modalities of where healing could really take place. And about 10 years ago, there's some clicking going on. Is there?
Can you hear that? Is that loud?
People
were saying they couldn't get on the show. That's why I'm wondering if there's something going on. I'm going to mute me.
Oh,
I was just putting in a number again for people I want to make sure people can get on your call. Dang it. Here, let me put me on mute while you're talking.
Okay. About 10 years ago, I can't actually even remember, which shows how much healing has taken place in that. I went through a really bad divorce. It was horrible. And I went through clinical depression. I was so depressed and such in a low, low place. And I had 3 young boys. I became a single mom that I literally prayed to die. And that's pretty low to be in that place. And just did not want to move forward in life. I felt like my life was over. My dreams were all shattered. And I just was in a really low place and went through a really horrible depression. And I then went into some healing experiences, learned so much about myself. And it shaped me into who I am today. And I know that had I not experienced that, I wouldn't have the level of compassion that I do for people. And so even in those hard trials, I'm grateful for them because of the experiences that I learned and what I learned about myself. And so today, I'm actually a person who gets to live her dream and is just creating amazing things in her life and happily married to an amazing guy who teaches me so much himself. And I just want you guys to know that if you're in a place right now of feeling really low or having a hard time healing, that there is hope and that there's that there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I want to talk about how do we kind of accelerate our healing and raise our vibration? Well, first, there's got to kind of be the understanding of different kinds of healing and at what level we're really willing to go to heal. So if you think about it, we have life experiences, and then as we process different emotions, sometimes they actually get stuck in our body. And I'm going to explain a little bit kind of about energy healing today. So say I have an emotion when I'm 6 years old of maybe something was traumatic to me. Maybe I saw maybe mom just even burned her hand on the stove and I was 6 years old and I didn't have this huge understanding of what was happening or what was going on. And so I got really upset or sad about it, but I didn't really process that emotion. So it kind of got stuck inside me. And then I had an experience at 13 and then at 15. And so these emotions get stuck within us and then they manifest physically through an illness. Okay. And so we've got all these emotions inside us that have never fully been processed. And so energy healing kind of helps to release that. It kind of helps to release the blocks that kind of hold us back from things. Healing is really healing on a spiritual level. And I feel very strongly that all healing takes place through the atonement of Christ, through the healing power of the atonement of our Savior, and that God is a healer. So when someone comes to me for a session, and I do phone sessions, I have clients all over the country. And let me tell you, I have clients who are millionaires who are coming to me for some emotional healing, and people, even high-profile people that are coming to me for sessions. And the reason I'm just telling you that is because we all, in some way, shape, or form, need some sort of emotional healing within us. No matter how much money we make or how successful we may be, we all have things within us that could be healed. So they'll come to me, and so we'll have a session over the phone, and then I will kind of just connect to their spirit, and I can kind of read their spirit energetically and know what some of these blocks are. And I'm actually hoping today, if it's okay with Jen, that I might actually be able to do a little bit of energy healing on each of you who are listening, either live or as a recording. But as we release these things, then the healing is more permanent as opposed to talking it over and over and over and over. And I want you to realize how powerful your mind is and how powerful you are in your own healing. So for a second, I just want you to do a little experiment with me. First of all, I want you to sit for a second, and I want you to think about just a really crappy day you had. I mean, like, it was bad. Maybe you got some bad news, or you were just really, really sad. Just think of a really, really crappy day you had. And I want you really kind of...
If you know, yesterday, I'm just playing. Not anymore, I'm not playing. But you know what? We have those, don't we?
Yeah, we all have them, right? So I want you to get in touch with your body for just a second and think about what does that feel like in my body to think about that horribly bad day, right? And it's tense and tight and it feels yucky and it's just gross, right? So now let's lighten the mood. And I want you to think about a really awesome day you had. I mean, maybe it was a day a child was born or you got married or you got a promotion. Just a really awesome day you had. And so what does that feel like inside? Does that feel lighter? Does it feel, you know, like excitement? Well, I want you to realize that just in less than a minute's time, just from your thoughts, you went from one extreme to the other. And that's how much power we have within us, in our thoughts, to create the energy around us. It could be yucky and gross, or it could be really light and bright. And we have so much power in our thoughts and what we think and what we do. And do you know, as I've done work with people, I've met people who literally had a block to healing. For instance, I had a lady I was working with, a woman, that she was just really resistant to healing. And I was just like, you know, what's going on here? So I was able to kind of do a session on her. We did some work, and I recognized it went back to a belief she had as a little girl. This is what happened. And this is what's so powerful in our thoughts is our belief system shapes our life. And so I call it BS. Our belief system can really be BS sometimes, right? And so what happened was when she was sick, she got attention. When she was ill, then mom cared on her, loved her, gave her, you know, took care of her in bed. And when she was better, she was ignored. So what do you think what do you think went through her mind as a belief when she was a little girl? It was, oh, if I'm sick, then I get attention. And if I'm better, then I don't, right? So what a powerful belief to be within her. And this created the space of, like, she was being real resistant to any healing within because wasn't able to kind of move forward in her life. And so we went back to that belief system and were able to clear some of those beliefs and thoughts and the chains that were kind of holding her back. And then her healing started to progress and accelerate so much quicker because she was no longer resistant to that. You see how powerful that really is? Just from our thoughts, we create so much in our life. So we have to go back to what is our belief system and what's holding us back. Another story I have is I actually was working with a guy who, I don't know if you guys have read the book, A Child Called It, but it was a very similar story to his. And he was very neglected to where at the age of 2 years old, he was running away from home. That's a pretty young age to have that desire to want to run away from home. And so he called me up one day and he said he was the owner of a franchise and very successful. You know, it was going really well. But the higher ups, corporate, called him and said, you have a real anger problem, like a real serious anger problem. And if you don't get a hold of it really quick, we're going to have to take this franchise away from you. because we've had complaints and, you know, things like that. And so he called me and he said, I don't have months and months to go through, you know, talk therapy or whatever. I need something to help me now. Like, I've got to have some quick results now. So we worked with him. I worked with him and we did some sessions. And here was a person, I mean, just imagine all of the beliefs and the feelings he has going on within him of this whole thing of, you know, feeling neglected, not worthy of love, not worthy of attention, on and on and on. I mean, just some real heart-wrenching experiences that he shared with me that he had gone through. And so we're trying to work on this belief system. And he would get, he'd be driving on the freeway and someone would cut him off and he would go from 0 to 100 in a second of just anger, just rage, road rage and stuff like that. And so we started working with him, releasing some of these belief systems. And within probably about 5 weeks of working with him, he said, I literally feel like I'm in a different body. Like, I cannot even believe how different I feel, because he lets go of so much anger. And he didn't have to relive the trauma to do it. And that's the thing, is we don't have to relive our trauma in order to release it and heal it. And he's like, I feel so much lighter. He said, I laugh at things I used to get mad at. And he was just changed in so many ways. So I want to talk about today, how do you do that? How do you accelerate your healing? And that's part of, you know, Jen mentioned my book. It's called Aroma Heal. And what we've done in that book is, taking some really simple energy healing techniques, just very basic, simple, yet powerful techniques, and then we put them with a tool that's really powerful in accelerating your healing. We combine them together. It's essential oils. Combine them together, and that actually, I was realizing as I started implementing the essential oils into my practice that people were able to start releasing things quicker and easier as these two were combined. And there's even some other tools that we can use to accelerate our healing. And the science behind that, because there really is some science behind it, is I kind of liken it to, and I refer to this in my book, is say, for instance, that you drop some paint on the ground, right, and it dried up, and you're trying to scrape it off. You're just trying to scrape and scrape and scrape to get that paint off. If you put water on it and let it set for a while, it'll actually kind of slide off the floor, right? And that's what I'm talking about, is when we go to that place of releasing the energy that's kind of been stuck, these emotions that haven't been processed or these belief systems that hold us back, and we add a little bit of essential oil to that, that essential oil helps to raise the vibration, loosen up the area, these emotions and things, and help to release them quicker. And so they just work so perfectly together with the energy and the essential oils. So I wanted to actually today, I just felt like I was supposed to get some healing as we're on this call.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, who can't use any healing, right? I mean, every day, I'd be happy to. And you wonder, Jen, do you ever wonder, like, will you ever get to that place where you're just like, totally, like, okay, everything, I've worked it all out, I'm all good, right?
Oh, yeah.
I want to meet
that
person.
I do that every day. I wake up in the morning thinking, I am awesome. I totally have this worked out. and then I actually open my eyes and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, it's a process.
Well, thank you
so much. Yeah, absolutely. Before I do that, though, I wanted to share one other experience that's been coming up, and this just really hit me. You know, we come to life, I'm sorry, to Earth, to experience feeling experiences, okay, to get feeling experiences. Kind of like when we experience something, we learn something from it, right? Good or bad. And actually, I don't like to call it bad. It's just sometimes it's beneficial, non-beneficial. But every experience, we can really learn and grow from it. And so one of the things, too, one of the tools that I recognize as something that's healing is, you know, my daughter, in my second marriage, I met her when she was 5 years old. And Katie is just such a light. She is just pure love. She just really is. I mean, seriously, I was blessed by her. And when I met her, her dad had just gotten her just a few months before. She had been living with her mom. And her birth mother, she had actually undergone some psychological evaluations, and she had no mothering instinct in her. So with that, not having that information or that innate ability to want to take care of her children, there was a lot of neglect that happened in Katie's life, to the point where she was even, some of her basic needs weren't even met, being fed. And so when I met Katie, here she was, this beautiful, happy child. And I just thought, how did you endure everything that you endured? Which shows me how strong her spirit is. But anyway, there was things, something that was really interesting about Katie is she was 5 years old, a little girl, and she never, ever, ever cried. That is not usual, okay? And so I thought, I wonder what this is. And she had so much built up in her. And so I started playing the feeling game with her one day. I just took a ball, and this was during the time when we were dating and stuff, and I would say, okay, whoever holds this gets to talk about what their feeling is about something or whatever. So we'd take it back and forth, and I'd say, I'm feeling sad because I miss my son or whatever. And so she would take the ball and she'd say something. Anyway, we do these little exercises and stuff. And little by little, Katie started to trust me, and she knew that she could come and talk to me. And so one day I told her, it's okay if you just want to cry. And the tears just started. And my husband actually teases me. He's like, okay, how do you turn off the faucet? How do you turn on? But she started crying. She started letting out a lot of emotion, which was so healing for her. And realizing that Katie was neglected, I realized, there's some feeling experiences that she missed out on that she so deserved. And one of those was, even though she was 5, I held her in my lap, and I would sing to her, and I would cuddle her like a baby. And I would just love on her so that she felt that nurturing of a mother's love that she didn't get as a baby. Or I would just do different things to fill those holes. And that's the thing, is sometimes we have holes that we're trying to fill, voids that we're trying to fill with other things, as opposed to really the experience. And so part of a process we can do in healing is figure out, where are my holes? And some of those holes are just having needs met. So maybe one of us might have never had the experience of someone just actually holding us as we cried, right? Or supporting us as we went through something really difficult. Or even having the experience of, maybe a dad taking you fishing. Maybe it's a guy who didn't have a dad. And, so there's just all these things that we can look at and go, where are some needs that I could fill? And actually voice that. So voicing your needs to other people is a lot of times where anger comes from, like a needs not being met. And so we're that 5-year-old child again. And so being in tune to those needs and feeling those can be so healing too. And it can accelerate that healing, as opposed to just trying to figure out why am I, that you're getting angry all the time. What need was it met? So just like this guy with anger, there's a need he didn't have met of just feeling loved. And so, saying that to someone, I just need a moment to just feel totally surrounded, wrapped in your love. Could you just hold me for a minute? And that can be so healing for you. So anyway, I just felt like I was supposed to say that. But let's go on to, I know I'm talking about accelerating our healing. So actually, why don't we just actually accelerate some of our healing today and kind of clear the energy that might be holding us back from seeing things that we need to see, from experiencing some things that we need to experience. And let's just clear the space so that we can all accelerate our healing as we go to that place of spirit and healing our spirit. And again, God is a healer, and there is nothing he can't heal within us. And so having that faith and trust that he's there to support us in our healing can be really powerful. So let's just set the intention. Intention is so, so powerful. I'm just going to set the intention that we all find some inner healing today, just even on the call, some peace, and create a space for more healing in our lives, that it actually is accelerated, because it can be, it's what we can, well, we're creators, right? So we can create it to be a lengthy, long process, or we can create it to be something that the Lord can take quickly and heal us in. And I just want to make a note here. I am not discounting experiences that maybe have taken long in healing, and sometimes that's part of our journey, okay? 10 years ago, when I was in this place of depression, clinically depressed, it wasn't just a year later that I was totally fine, okay? It was a process, and there was growth and learning and support in that process. So I'm not saying that if you haven't healed quickly, then this is all, everything you've created. I just want to make a note or just recognize that sometimes our experiences are for us to learn and grow. And so there are things that we can learn to let go of quickly if we let go of anger and we go to that place of forgiveness. And then there's other experiences that we're going to continue to grow in. All right, so the first thing I want everyone to do is to just take a deep breath in and just kind of release the stress and worries of the day. And we're just kind of clear the space. So let me just, okay, we're going to take one more deep breath in. I'm going to see if we can get everybody's, if I have permission to get, to connect with everyone's spirit. So hold on just a second. Okay, deep breath in. Okay, wonderful. Now I'm feeling that connection. Okay. So I'm just going to kind of pull up some things that I feel are coming up with some of the callers who are on. And let's see. Okay, one more deep breath in. Okay. Okay, so I'm feeling a sense of someone just is feeling really isolated, just very alone, kind of like nobody gets me, nobody understands how deep my pain is, kind of thing. And so you feel alone and isolated, and that is part of a belief system. You are never, ever alone, and I just want you to know that you are always, always surrounded by support and love from a God who never sleeps. You know, I was reading in the scriptures the other day, and there was a scripture that hit me, I think it was in Romans, and it said that God never sleeps. Like, his watch care over us, he never sleeps. Like, even when we're sleeping at night, he's awake watching every needful thing for us. And so just recognizing that you are never, ever left alone, that he never sleeps, that he never turns his eye, you know, looks away from where you're at, is really important for you to know right now. So we're going to clear these feelings of feeling isolated, alone, and afraid. So I'm picking up on that energy. And then I'm also picking up on, I'm sensing there's just a lot of questions about why can't I heal? Why am I not moving forward? Why am I not progressing in my healing as quickly as I want to? So let's just kind of clear the energy around that. The worry, fear, and doubt about it. Give me just a second here. Okay. I'm sensing, actually, there's some energy of relationships that really need to be healed. I'm actually kind of getting like significant, you know, like spouse relationships, that there's a lot of healing that needs to take place within that. So let's clear that space so that that can happen. You know, pain really keeps us prisoner. When we're stuck in our pain and we keep focusing on it and can't let go of it, think about that. Do you have any energy to focus on anything else, right? I mean, if you imagine getting, you know, you get a gash in your leg, right, and it's throbbing. It's just like killing you and throbbing all the time. Where is your focus? It's not on watching a movie, right? It's like that pain right there in your leg is just killing you. And so that's what you're focused on, all your energy. And when we're in this pain, like our heart is in pain, our energy is going all to that pain, and that's our focus, and that's what we talk about, and that's what's over and over and over. And we don't have time to or energy to put into anything else because that's where it's going, right? It's draining us. It's literally a drain. So let's clear away the drain that energy drain that pain is having on us right now. And recognize as we focus on healing it rather than just focusing on the pain, that we create a space so that we have energy for other things in our life that really can create what we want instead of what we don't want. So everybody take a deep breath in on that one. Okay, good. And I want to let you know, my specialty is grief and loss. And it's like in life, we are taught how to gain things all the time, right? Like, I want a car. I want this house. I want a, you know, I want a relationship. I want this. I want that. And it's kind of this I want society. And so we're taught how to gain things, but we're not taught how to lose things. And sometimes in our mind, the way we've been taught on how to deal with loss is not really a healthy thing for us. For instance, loss can be really anything in our life that feels like a void happens because of it. Like most people think of loss as just as death, right? Like I lost someone from death or whatever. But there could be loss of a relationship. It could be loss of trust in self, loss of trust from a spouse. It could be loss of a job. And really, when we look at how we deal with loss, so many times we don't. We just don't deal with loss, right? So, for instance, I was taught, I remember my dad, as I was going through my divorce, I had some horrific days. I mean, it was a really bad divorce, and I had some horrific days. And I would call up my dad crying and just saying, you know, and he always, always told me someone who had it 10 times worse than me. He thought he was helping me. And some days it did help, but I just wanted someone just to hear me. And it was just always like, well, there's a lady who's single and she has 10 kids and she has 5 jobs and, you know, kind of thing. Like it was always like someone worse. And so I was always taught to just get up and keep going. Get up and keep going. You don't have time to sit down and be sad. And so... So that's the process that I learned. When I learned to give myself permission to actually feel the pain, because as human beings, we tend to think that we're supposed to not feel pain for some reason, right? I don't know why we have that thought, but we do. We think we're not supposed to experience it, so we avoid it. And let me tell you, a way to accelerate your healing is to actually look at it and deal with it and sit down and feel the grief. And sometimes, you know, I say this, pain just wants to be held. Sadness just wants to be held. And if you just sit down and you kind of take an inventory of your losses, for instance, if you're going through a loss of a relationship, sit down and just take an inventory. Like, what did I lose in this? When I went through my divorce, I lost dreams of our future. But you know what? I mean, there was even little losses. Like, I lost someone taking out the garbage. I mean, like, just things in my routine life that I was losing, I had to just acknowledge. And it wasn't to sit there and wallow in self-pity, but it was like, okay, that's a loss. Yeah, I acknowledge that. And I would feel the sadness. And I've had to help people learn that it's okay to feel sad sometimes. It's okay. And it's okay to just cry and then move forward. And a lot of people are afraid to do that. So when you avoid the pain, let's go back to that gash in your leg, okay? So you have a big cut in your leg and it's a big gash, okay? So let's pretend that you just keep putting Novocaine on it, like just to numb it, because you don't want to feel the pain and you don't have time to sit down and take care of it, and so you just keep numbing it. Well, pretty soon you might even end up with a bloody stump of a of a leg because you haven't sat down and taken care of that wound. So if you sit down and you clean out the wound and you bandage it up and you take the time to care for it, it's going to heal as opposed to being worse later. And when I worked with people with grief and loss, that's what I would tell them. I would say, please, please, please acknowledge your pain right now and let's work through it. Otherwise, it will be 10 times more painful later. And every single time, that's what it was. When they avoided, it was they would end up having like a breakdown or just couldn't handle, you know, like just it was so much worse later on. So part of accelerating your healing is to literally sit down and sit with it and deal with it. So I felt like I was supposed to say that. So in that, as we clear that space for honoring your pain, just honoring that there's pain right there, feeling it, experiencing it, moving it forward instead of not dealing with it, that's going to help you. So, all right, so let's go back to what's going on with the group here. And then I just want to kind of look at some blocks. You know, sometimes there's generational stuff. There's stuff passed on to us like that, like my dad's idea of how to deal with it. That was taught to him. Who was taught to his dad? That was taught to his dad and on generationally. So we pass these belief systems on to our children and generationally, on and on and on. And what we need to do is literally clear the energy around that, this old way of thinking. Let's just clear that. So let's clear any generational patterns that are holding us back in our families from healing and moving forward. So can everybody take another deep breath in? Oh, that's a good one. Okay, one more deep breath in. So we're just going to clear the space of anything, any belief system, thought form. So we're going to destroy and uncreate any thought forms, beliefs, patterns, ideas having to do with I can't heal, I'm not strong enough to heal, I don't deserve to heal. That's coming up too. Okay. Let's see. Healing is scary. We're going to clear that thought. That's coming up for someone. And sometimes it does feel scary to heal. Some people, when I worked with them in the grief and loss, is they were afraid if they started crying that they would just never, ever stop crying. Or if they were went into, you know, were depressed and they...
Uh-oh, we lost you. It died out. That was weird. There we go.
Okay.
You're back.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so what other beliefs are coming up for people I'm gathering in this group? Let's see, healing. Okay, so some people, there's even an identity with being ill or sick or, you know, so there's, it's like sometimes we form that identity with us, like I'm depressed kind of thing is like that becomes our identity and that's not. Okay, these are experiences. So let's go of any... Let's let go of any labels that identifies us, like just any label that anybody's put on us, like I'm a scatterbrain or I'm unorganized. Let's just like clear any of that stuff. So let's just take a deep breath in to clear any labels around it that we're trying to identify with. So deep breath in. Oh, that feels good. I'm feeling some shifts going on here. So that's awesome. And then just, I feel like I need to go back to the spousal relationship here. We need to clear the space of holding on to anger, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, not feeling like our feelings matter in these relationships so we don't move forward and heal because then we don't speak our feelings. And any of this stuff, I'm also speaking for myself. We all have these things going on. So, all right, let's see. I'm also sensing in the group, and this is the last, you know, the last thing we'll touch on, because is this just this whole experience that when we hold things in and they don't have room to come out of us, like to just be expressed, then we are hurting ourselves, like we're not allowing that space for them to come out, like whether it's in a journal. Like yesterday I had a session with a little girl who had a lot of angry thoughts inside of her. And so I told her, well, she's like, well, I don't want to say them to people. They're going to hurt their feelings. And I was like, well, they need to come out somehow. So why don't you write them on paper? So she has a notebook where all these thoughts, and we're getting to a place where we don't want her to, you know, have, but she's got to, some, that energy's got to go somewhere. And right now she's having a hard time at school. So I'm like, okay, just get a notebook. And this is your notebook where your thoughts go of anger, whatever, frustration. So getting them out, whether it's on paper, whether it's speaking them out loud, getting them, purging them out of you is going to be helpful, because I'm sensing there's some energy kind of around someone's throat that is not expressing these feelings that just need to be purged, or these emotions that need to be purged. And so in these relationships, you know, go to your spouse and say, I really want to create a safe space for us to heal with each other. So I would love for us to learn to communicate with each other better, or what tools can we use to better communicate? Because as you strengthen that relationship, you can find so much healing as you're able to voice your feelings and express them and not hold them in. So let's just clear the energy around that. So everyone take a deep breath in. And then we're going to strengthen everyone's connections. I'm seeing a little bit of weak connections going on, of just connection to self, connection to purpose, connection to God, things like that. So one more deep breath in to connect everyone to that. Okay, and then just clear the space that that whatever is weighing you down right now may be lifted. Sometimes, you know, there's literal things of darkness hitting us, like veils of darkness, mists of darkness, fiery darts, things like that. Those are all very real. So let's clear all of that around us. One more deep breath in. Okay. And when I do these processes in energy healing, I encourage people to use the essential oils, because they're such, well, the ones that I use are very high vibration essential oils. And so with their high vibration, they help to release those low energy emotions and then raise that vibration. So when your body, when you put something of high vibration on your body, it raises that frequency, okay? And when we let go of low vibration emotions, our frequency increases as well. And so we're in this higher place to attract what we want, and focusing on what you want. Like, I want a loving relationship where I'm supported, or I want financial abundance or whatever, attracts that to you, because then you're then at the frequency to attract it to you. So those are high vibration things that you want, right? Think about that. A loving, fulfilling, happy relationship. That's all high frequency, isn't it? So in order to attract that, we have to be at a high frequency to do that. So I will put the oils on me, like before a session, I put oils on me to help me with clarity. For instance, clary sage is really good for clarity and vision. And then aromatherapy, you know, the quickest way to get to that emotional part of the brain, the limbic system, is to get to the amygdala, is through the nasal cavity. So you're literally breathing in the oils, and it's helping to raise that vibration. So that's really, really powerful. And that's what we've done in this book, Aroma Heal, is combined some energy healing techniques with the oils to kind of raise your vibration and frequency and accelerate your own healing and empower yourself. You can even, there's even recordings where you get them for free, where you can listen to them and do healing on yourself rather than having to sit there and try to read the book to do it to yourself. I've recorded it for you so you can listen to it for yourself and then do it on yourself and have the oils to do that and stuff. And so I love teaching and learning, or helping people learn about that to empower themselves. And I wanted to let you guys know, my website is called thehealingcoach.com. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, and I get that they are a great time for so many people, but they're also a really sad time for people as well. Like, memories come up, or it could be stressful and stuff. So I'm actually going to do a free healing series on that I'm going to offer So if you guys are interested in that, you can go subscribe to my newsletter on thehealingcoach.com, and then you'll get an email letting you know when that's coming out, which is going to be in the next couple weeks. So I'll have some calls where we're doing a healing series to help people like this kind of accelerate their healing, and some specific things you can do through the holidays to help you with that, so that you're in a place of joy and accepting, you know, the good energy of the holidays rather than the place of sadness. I had a friend who, a great friend of mine, who, I mean, once November hit, he was like in this whole other place until probably about January 15th. And it was always, he had had several loved ones die around the holidays, and it was just a hard time. Like, he didn't enjoy Thanksgiving, he didn't enjoy Christmas, and really struggled with this every year, and it was so sad. It hurt my heart to see him in so much pain every year around the holidays. So I wanted to offer something to people so that they could find a place to figure out, how do I deal with this and let go of it and stuff. So you can go to my website, thehealingcoach.com, and subscribe. And like I said, you'll get an email and information on that if you want to do that. And
wonderful.
Then the last thing, yeah, I wanted to offer that today, which I'm just really excited about. I just can't tell you how much I believe in the fact that if we stay in our pain, it keeps us from our purpose. And so when I see people, like literally clients, just completely transform from one place to another because they let go of pain and they step into their purpose, that it's just like seeing just like a little bird come out of the egg, you know, like, and just totally start flying. And it's such an amazing feeling to watch that. It's so fulfilling as a career to even feel that I got to help be maybe the detective that got to that root of the weed, you know, that was holding them back, and the Lord helped them in their healing, and here they are just totally, because that's how I saw myself. Someone loved me enough to help me in my healing and help me to see that within myself, and so I was able to let go of my pain. And so healing can be so freeing, and we hold ourselves sometimes in these prisons of, you know, I show people, like when I'll do an in-person session, I'll draw a picture of a person and then bars in front of them, and I'll be like, this is the prison that we put ourselves in. The funny thing is, there's no walls on the side, is that we can literally walk around those bars and have freedom if we would just let go of these things that hold us back, that chain us down in our pain. And so I'm excited to share these tools with the world. We're actually working on the second book right now that's going to be on strengthening your intuition. It's going to have 5 more healing tools, deeper healing tools, and go a little further into it. And so that will be out in January. So I'm excited about that. But I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. I have such a passion for it. And it's so fun to see you, Jen, doing your movement, because it's bringing so much healing. And so as we heal, the vibration of the whole earth really changes, right? The frequency, the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And we just step into such a new place. So it's just really exciting.
Being on this call and hearing you and all those that are on it right now, I think, you know, just doing things like this consistently, even if it's just every day, if we can, I mean, that's really how we're doing it. And sometimes I know for me, for instance, this morning I was doing my healing codes and tapping and stuff in the shower, which I do every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Last week. And I'll tell you, I couldn't feel what I was saying, right? And what was coming was these beliefs are this stuff is still really vibrating out, the negative stuff, these things that I'm bringing into my body may not be vibrating at that higher level, which is okay. But the thing is what came to me is that if I keep doing this, it will. So it's just the key, you know, keep going, keep moving through, keep doing these things, because it may not feel like they're working. You may not feel that great while you're doing them, but that's the point. You got to keep doing it. And we will raise our vibration. We will, together, especially as we're all doing it, we will do it. So I'm just so grateful for you being on here, Christy, and all the work that you just did for us. I know
Rebecca was on. She said she was really resonating with what you were doing, and I'm sure so grateful for that. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time. And yes.
Can I do one more thing just real quick?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we cleared away the space and the energy and the weeds, right? And so let's plant some really good seeds. And so these are just going to be really quick, but we're going to integrate this into everybody's energy system that we just connected to. So in your mind, just repeat after me what I say, and then we're going to just implement this. So so the first thing is, I am connected, clear, and conscious. I am healthy, balanced, and inspired. I claim, manage, and move positive energy. I am whole. I attract healthy relationships. I honor myself, and I love who I am. I open my heart to healing, and I fully and completely accept this gift today. And so everybody take a deep breath in. All right, awesome. All right, go ahead, Jen.
No, thank you so much. Jan actually went on your page and she said, I can't see where to subscribe to the newsletter you were talking about. She wanted me to clarify on the call before we got on.
Yeah, I think it's either on the, which we need to change this, it's either on the About the Healing Coach page or
It's on the front.
Page.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So sorry about that.
So
yeah,
Jan, check that out. No, it's right. So it's on one of the pages about the Healing Coach, you said, or... She's writing right now. Let's see what she finds.
Oh,
just
and
to make sure that
and anyone can contact me at Christy. Christy, Christi, at thehealingcoach.com. If you guys, you know, can't get on, or you can email me with any questions about what I said today. It's Christy, Christi, at thehealingcoach.com. So you can contact me that way too. Just
awesome. She said there's ask for free consultation. So there's a link in there. I don't know what that is. So anyway, just so people know, that's where they can get a hold of you.
Okay.
And I just want to say Christy's done work for me on me, and she really helped shift things a couple weeks ago. So I highly recommend, if you're looking and maybe you're really struggling right now, I would definitely just get in contact with her and set something up. Thank you so much, Christy, again for this. I'm so grateful you're on, and you've just been such an awesome person to get to know. You really, it's just been so fun to get to know you. You really are amazing.
Thank you so much,
you guys. Yeah. I so appreciate it. And I just want to let everybody know before you get off, we have, I wanted to let you know about the I Love My Body Diet. We have the Periscope Beta program starting for the Mastermind Monday it's starting. And I have some details about that in different groups and on my page and on the I Love My Body Diet Health and Beauty page. So I just want everybody to know it's a beta program, so it's very inexpensive for this first time around because we're testing out Periscope for private groups and being able to utilize our awesome programs and things on there. So if anybody's interested, let me know. And I just want to let you guys know that you're awesome. You are worth it. And truly just love your body, love yourself today. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Christy, again. So appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay.
Love
have a great
you guys.
Day.
You too. Thanks. See you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.